在今天的第一篇读经呢，圣保禄志第八兜 后书第七节那里这么说，他说天主所赐给我们并非怯懦之神，而是大能、爱德和慎重之神。所以我们跟随主呢，跟随主的神恩呢，是给我们一种能力、一种勇气去面对挑战，是以爱德和一种慎重的精神呢去面对我们每天要接待的事物。是天主给的恩典，是白白给的，希望我们能够珍惜。当我们惧怕的时候呢，这个诱惑让我们不信靠主，信靠自己。就算信靠主都有诱惑，所以我们时时保持住一份对主的依靠呢，这个是很重要的。也都是提醒耶稣所教导我们的那句话，主耶稣，我信赖你。这个信赖呢，一生一世，这个信赖每天24小时每分钟呢，都用这个信赖这个心去面对。如果不是，我们很容易行了一个挑战。那么定性提默德后书呢，是圣保禄最后一封的书信的。他当时他写给提默德，希望他能够去罗马见他最后一面。最后有没有见到呢？不知道，因为他坐了监，他第二次坐监。那么当时呢，他觉得生命都是最后的了，皇帝呢不会放他走的了。他坐過一次監，放他的。他第二次坐監呢，他覺得沒有機會，所以他請提摩德。提摩德是他的徒弟來的，其實另外一個帝度呢都是他的徒弟。他兩個都大挑戰的，這兩個主教。因為呢，帝度呢他本身是外教人出身，而這個提摩德呢，他本身他媽媽是猶太人，但他爸爸是外教人，所以唯有猶太人的信友呢對呢兩個主教咧係有少少偏見嘅，佢哋成日都覺得你冇猶太人嘅血種咧，你根本就唔可以係即跟隨呢、這個。佢哋仍然都覺得耶穌所立嘅異端嚟噶嘛，你係跟隨呢個猶太教先係標準啊嘛。咁佢哋個血統唔得純咧，佢就根本就對抗拒。所以聖保祿咧都好特別對提摩德咧。很關心，知道他很大在工作上很大挑戰，也因為他最後一封書信也可以是聖保祿的遺書。遺書裡面呢，你看到聖保祿都很對所有的教會，他所見過他所創立的教會呢，告訴他知我天所賜給我們並非怯懦之神，雖然有很多攻擊不要害怕，是大能的，因為常將恩典同你一起嘛，係愛得，唔好介意人哋對你不善，你仍然對人哋一份愛心，同埋慎重，樣樣嘢都保持一種謹慎，唔好掉以輕心。咁所以，如果我哋跟隨主同一樣，今天一樣嘅，我哋好多時都係畏首畏尾。如果我哋為主而工作嘅話咧，雖然有時失敗。但你不要個心咧，覺得唔係你嘅事啊嘛，你要做主嘅事業啊嘛，做主的事業有時遇到挫折，唔代表你是失敗啊嘛，係面對一個事實嚟噶，有好多嘢唔係樣都100%即刻成功。咁希望我哋能夠保持住呢兩位主教佢哋嗰份嘅精神。提摩德其實最後佢係。在公元97年咧，喺教區裏邊咧，佢知名嘅。咁帝度咧，佢就係正常嘅，即係死亡啦。咁所以你睇到早期時嘅宗徒們啦，12個宗徒除咗猶大斯自殺之外咧，全部都係 致命的除了欲望全部都是致命，今天我們跟隨主呢就某一角度都是致命的，致命不是一定要斬頭的嘛，你要克制你自己啊，要死於自我啊，都是致命的一種。所以我們跟隨主呢都不是一個很舒適啊，無所謂啊，什麼都得啊，不是的。教宗方濟現在越來越講得很 正確啊，開車的時候啲記者覺得教宗好自由度好大啊！啊，得要對同情啊咩咁樣，咁啊將啲信息咧就擺出世界上，呢個教宗咧冇問題噶啦，啊離婚啊都可以領性體啊，而家將來啲同性嗰啲啊都要同情佢哋。而家今次教宗講真係好清楚，如果強制性立法嘅話咧，是等同好當時希特拉一樣，規定呢啲嘢係不合法嘅事咧，成為合法咧，呢個都係暴力嚟嘅。你睇可以睇到呢個教宗方濟佢個方式，啲傳媒好中意佢，而家講真話，全部都講真話，呢個係好天主智慧，所以我哋都要服從教會嘅教導咧。这个很重要的谦卑啊。So today we celebrate the Feast of Timothy and Titus. So especially Timothy, he is a beloved one from St. Paul. He was asked to visit Paul for the last time to Rome. So Paul wrote a letter to him. It was considered the last letter of St. Paul to the people because he is dying. He wanted to speak face to face with St. Paul, with Timothy, but he wrote all his desires in that letter. This is the last letter. So he could consider the last letter to the bishops, all the bishops, and the last letter to us. So it's what's written, Paul says, What the Spirit gives is not cowardice, but power, love, and discerning spirit. So this is what we are honored to have this grace, because Timothy himself, his mother is a Jew, but his father is a pagan. That's why when he become a bishop, the people, especially the Jews, they don't accept him very much because he's half and half. So Paul understands his situation. See, he is giving him all this encouragement. And today also, we are not welcome everywhere. But Paul is admonishing with the Spirit of God, we can, but also we have to confront difficulties, crosses, and this is our way. This is the way of Christ, and this is the way of St. Paul, and this is also our way.